You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Momo's in for Ireland today. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
I do that because it annoys people.
I like it.
Yeah, I personally, it makes me feel good because I know it's almost the weekend. So, 2 o'clock call of the day. Now, Bergman is not a big fan of the 2 o'clock call of the day, although I think it's been pretty good lately, Momo.
I think it's uneven.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
So is the show.
Yes. Fair.
It's not that I don't
show
like it.
Show is also uneven.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just, I mean, is it adding, is it really adding anything?
Yes, it's adding so much.
I think you do it just because you think I don't like it. I don't care. Take as many phone calls as you want.
Yeah.
But if they're, as long as they're good.
Okay, 877-710-ESPN. Let's start with Matt in Redondo Beach. You're the 2 o'clock call of the day. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much, Mason. Great to talk to you. Cappy's last comment kind of just like ties right into the question that I wanted to ask both you and Momo.
Cap.
Isn't Cappy a high maintenance human?
That's a very good question, and the answer is absolutely. He is a very high-maintenance human being. All you have to do is listen to the average episode of Shidano and Cap, and you will hear just how high-maintenance he is. I don't know if you heard this last story, but Momo, he went into the Lexus Club.
Okay.
And he grabbed a plate. And have you ever been to Lexus Club?
Yeah.
There's food everywhere. Yeah. It's like a beautiful buffet situation.
That's a thing, yeah.
Yeah. So grabs a plate, fills it up. Then he grabs a second plate and fills it up. Now, as it turns out, it's $75 a plate.
Oh.
Then he didn't have the money to pay for it, so he bummed it off on Mark Cates, our MC.
That's appropriate, yeah.
Yeah.
Guys are for.
This is difficult. Like, one time I was over at Crypto with Cappy, and we were in the press room, and he said, I'll get you to the suite. So I saw every inch of Crypto. I was in the auxiliary press box. He's leading the way. Auxiliary press box down in the basement, everywhere, to finally get to the 710 suite. So he's constant. Now, some people say I'm high maintenance. Do you think I'm high maintenance?
No.
No.
You leave the show. I don't know, but you're not texting me all night. So, like, I don't know. Are you doing that with Greg? Are you calling him, texting him all day long? Do you need your hand held
technically
sometimes?
Not really.
Okay, so, when you leave, you're done.
The impression I give is that I'm high maintenance. But I think I'm the easiest guy in the world to work with.
I mean, I just show up and talk.
I'm very
you
congenial.
Do all the work.
So you, Mason, are not high maintenance.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's true. You.
But why do people think that I am?
Because you were in the past.
Mm.
So, and you still give off that aura, but Cappy is high maintenance.
Cappy really is.
Ireland's schedule, he's not high. Well, it's sometimes. But Ireland's schedule.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Ireland's schedule is high maintenance, but that's because he's traveling all the time.
Yeah, right, right.
Sedano is traveling all the time, so that's high maintenance. Cappy is just, as a human being,
difficult.
High maintenance.
Yeah, high maintenance.
Because it's difficult to get across.
I don't find him high maintenance. I just think he's kind of all over the place.
No, he's amazing. I love
like,
Cappy.
Like, is he needy? Like, high maintenance to me is, like, needy.
So he'll send emails and he'll want things answered, and then it's
that's high maintenance.
And he doesn't understand things that everybody else understands. Like, there's nobody who understands our schedule less than Cappy.
Right.
He puts it into his phone, so it's there.
Right. And then still doesn't know when he's supposed to be on.
Right. And that's what then you show up, and there's just things. He usually does show up.
Let's go to Young Al and Rancho Cucamonga. Young Al, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Yo, what's up, Steve Mays? What's happening, man?
All's good, man.
Good, bro. Hey, first and foremost, I want to say, screw all them awards, man. Where I'm from, you a legend, bro. You know what I'm saying? You are the most coolest, most humblest, most realest person out there. You don't need no Mandy Award. You don't need no nothing to show how great you are and how much craft you got in your job. I just want to say that, man.
Thank you, Young Al. I appreciate that.
Now let's get to business, Steve Mays.
Yes.
Okay. The Lions have 48 hours to enjoy the rest of their season, because when McVay, Stafford, Donald come, we're going to come roaring inside Detroit, and we're going to leave them home. And after that, bring the Cowgirls, bring the 49ers, bring whoever. It does not matter. The Rams are not only going to make a deep playoff run, they're going to win the Super Bowl, bro.
You know what would be great, Young Al?
Nobody. Yes, talk to me, Steve.
Here's what would be great. And this is like my dream scenario, right? So,
yeah.
Rams hosting Green Bay for the NFC Championship game.
Oh, my God. One of my best friends, he's a big Green Bay fan, and I was talking about that with him yesterday. I was like, check this out, man. Go and do what you got to do on Sunday
yep.
or Saturday, whenever they play. The Cowboys is known to choke. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Go and do that. Hey, Tampa, you're at home. Philly is won one game in the last five games.
Right.
They're not playing good. They should win that game. And Rams are going to go in there. Hey, you're a big Rams fan like I am.
Yes.
I've been a Rams fan my whole life. You already know who Jared Goff is. I tried to explain this to all the Lions fans. The past 2-3 years, Jared hasn't played with any pressure. So he's going to play good. Hey, there's no expectations. We don't have to win the North. We don't have to play in the playoffs. I can just go and play freely. But you already know, and you've seen it, he cost us a Super Bowl. I always tell this to everyone. He could not make one throw to win the Super Bowl against those stupid Patriots.
Yeah.
He cost us a Super Bowl. That team that we had that year, obviously, you know, Todd Gurley.
That was the Gurley year, yeah.
That was the Gurley year, and he cost us a Super Bowl, but I always try to explain this to people, and even Eric Dickerson, too. He said it like this. Jared Goff is the type of player, when the game is on the line, when it's time to make a play, when the pressure and everything is in his hands, he's not that guy.
Yep.
He is not that guy. And we know that, and we've seen it. And come Sunday, everybody's going to see it. Now, Matthew Stafford is that guy. You've seen it the year we won the Super Bowl. You've seen the plays he made, the throws he made in Tampa against the Niners in the Super Bowl, fourth and goal with the game and the Super Bowl on the line. This is what the Rams are built for, and I don't feel sorry for no one. They should have never left the door open for us. Now that they left it open, we're going to start kicking everybody out the house.
That's what I'm talking about,
that
Young
Al. That
was
a 2 o'clock call today.
There's your 2 o'clock call today. Hey, Young Al, thank you, man. We appreciate
old are you.
You,
Young Al?
Excuse me? Oh, I'm 32 years old.
But you go by Young Al. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I always tell everybody the age is a number. The heart and the soul is who represents the person.
Beautiful.
You are, you know?
Awesome, man. Hey, thank you, Young Al. Thank you. Wow.
That was a great call.
Now, don't tell me the 2 o'clock call of the day isn't great. Young Al, he's the huge call of the day.
That was great.
Yeah, he was great. I feel the same way, by the way. I feel the same way.
Had some great lines in there, too, about the other team names.
Wow. Yes, he did. He worked the team names. I think that under pressure, and Jared Goff has got all the pressure on him.
Okay, so here's the... Yeah, go ahead.
He folds.
Oh, and you know what the worst part is?
I've seen it. Oh, I lived it.
Do you know what the worst part is? Mm. Nobody knows what would make Jared Goff fold more than Sean McVay.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, he's going to mess with him, isn't he? Yeah.
That's
he knows.
Intense.
He knows.
It's like psychological warfare.
It is psychological warfare. And, you know, Jared Goff has come out and said, I got a chip on my shoulder. It's going to get really heavy Sunday night, Jared. It's a very heavy chip.
Can you keep it on your shoulder? Do that. That's like the, it's all about the
family. You got a chip on your shoulder. It's a really heavy chip.
I liked it when you said it's going to get really heavy Sunday night.
It's going to get really heavy Sunday night.
That was good.
Yeah, there you go. So, I feel really good about the Rams. I'm so excited for that game. That's exactly the matchup. Actually, we'll sneak one more in here. Let's, Juan in Ontario. Juan, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mace, Momo. How are you guys doing today?
Great day, man.
Look, tough to follow up on Young Al, but amen. I'd love to echo his sentiments. Look, it is my birthday this Sunday. No lie. I'm turning 36 years old this Sunday. And the stars are aligning for the Rams to make a deep run to the Super Bowl. We're going to kill Goff. I mean, we're licking our chops at just getting the pressure on this guy. And, I mean, you should never really overlook a team because any given Sunday can't happen. But, man, I am ready to start the stars to start aligning for this deep run. We're going to kill the Lions. bring on the whiners after that, and then really doesn't matter in the NFC Championship who's going to be there. We're going to make this run. It is a stars aligning. All I want for my birthday is a Rams playoff win and get this playoff season started on the right foot. Young Al, couldn't have said it better.
Awesome, man. Well, listen, happy birthday on Sunday. I think you're going to get the big gift you're looking for. Thanks, man. All right.
I'd like to be 36 again.
36 again.
That was a good age.
36 was fun age.
Yeah.
I didn't know who the hell I was at 36.
Yeah, true. Same.
I was clueless.
Same. Yeah.
Took me till 40 to figure out.
I wish I was who I am now, but with my 36-year-old
There you go. That's what I would like, too.
Yeah.
That's what I would like, too.
Pre-back surgery and so kids.
Has the back never been the same?
Yeah, no, I'm better.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let me see. Coming up for you. I'm going to do this, Bergman. I don't care what you say. I'm going to put $5,000 on the table. And we're going to pick these effing games against the spread.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. We'll do that coming up next. In the meantime, Mirror Audio Video has been serving LA sports fans for more than 40 years. Why? Well, Isaac and Roy and the team at Mirror Audio Video can deliver for you the best in-class products, services, and designs that nobody else really offers. Big trend in SoCal, home improvement, home theater design. If you've dreamed of the full theater experience in your house, all you got to do is call Isaac and Roy. These guys can take a flat ceiling. Let me actually take a better look at this. These guys can take a flat ceiling, a drop, a full professional grade HD projector from it to deliver for you a better picture for movies, games in your house. That sentence, I would like to, I don't know if it made sense.
You get your Marconi now.
I mean, honestly, that was a tough sentence.
You said all the words.
Because what he's talking about is you drop a projector screen from the ceiling and then you project. Yeah. So there.
But you did say all the words.
I did say the words. I don't know that they added up to anything. Listen, it is the care for quality and detail that is Mirror Audio Video every single time, every single client. Any questions on what they can do for you, just do like we do. Call Mirror Audio Video, 310-234-4010. That's 310-234-4010, 310-234-4010, or check them out, mirroraudiovideo.com. Mason in Ireland, Momo in for John, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Have we had a question yet for Fifth Row Fridays, do you think? I don't think there's been one yet.
I don't think I wrote anything down.
That's yeah, true. I didn't write anything down. So that means 3:30. Keep listening, because an hour and 15 minutes from right now, your chance to win Fifth Row seats to see the Lakers Monday night versus SGA and the red-hot Oklahoma City Thunder. So keep on listening for that. That's courtesy of BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. By the way, a couple of things. Kalen DeBoer from Washington is the new head coach at Alabama.
That was quick.
That was quick. And Bergman and I were talking about it today. I don't think there's ever been a coach that's gone Pac-12 SEC. Now, there are coaches that have started in the Pac-12 and then bounced around a little bit, like Sark
Kiffin
and Lane.
Yep.
Those guys have, but
I thought for sure they were going to get Sark or Lane for that job.
I thought Lane was going to get the Alabama job, too.
Yeah. Lane seems like the guy that it should have been, almost. Kalen DeBoer is good.
Yeah, he's good. He does not have. He's got a great track record. It's just not a long track record.
No, it's only like 5 years.
Where did he play? Like he.
Oh, where did he play?
Yeah, where did he play?
Played college football.
He coached at Fresno State. He coached at UW for 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years each. So this is year five.
Yeah. So they're getting.
I mean, that's like the Wunderkind hire.
Yeah, it is.
It's like we're going to hire the Wunderkind who's just had success everywhere he's been. Young guy, rocket ship, let's go.
You know, there's an old expression. Don't be the guy to follow the guy.
Yeah.
So he played at Sioux Falls from 1993 to 1996 as a wide receiver.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
That playing career doesn't... I mean, honestly, there are a lot of guys now that coach in college football and coaching the NFL that weren't great NFL players or college football players.
I would like to see some kind of experience at a big, big program besides Washington. Like they had a great year.
He was at Indiana for a year.
Okay.
Not as an assistant.
I know, but Alabama is like something different.
Oh yeah, sure. I'll tell you, I would be surprised if Nick Saban wasn't involved in the selection of Kalen DeBoer. They did have a couple of guys turn him down. Yeah. Supposedly, Mike Norvell from Florida State, and who else turned him down? Bergman.
Jay Norvell. Dan Lanning
from Oregon.
Right.
Oh, he turned
him
down
too. Yeah.
Or they probably give him a raise.
So that was two Pac-12 coaches that they went after.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Well, they're going to the Big Ten next year.
Sure. So next year would be a Big Ten head coach, but right now it's a
Pac-12.
Usually SEC hires from the SEC. Like
yes.
Somebody who's been there and understands that conference.
And knows the South.
Knows the South. Recruit from there.
Yeah. He's kind of starting from the ground up. The other thing is the Patriots have officially hired, or I guess will officially hire Gerard Mayo.
I think it's done.
Is it done?
Is it not really?
I know it'll be introduced next week. Here's my question with that. Now, he now becomes the youngest head coach in the NFL.
Good.
1 month younger than Sean McVay.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's...
Well, he was a linebacker for them for many years,
yes.
Right? Knows the Patriots system, has been on the coaching staff for a while, very highly regarded.
I was trying to think of all the former Patriots coaches who have done so well they leave New England. Why would you go... And I'm rooting for Kalen... I hope it works for Jerod Mayo. I just don't know... There's nobody from the Belichick tree that has been successful, so why not go outside the organization and try to reinvent it as opposed to extending this era that they're in?
Because sometimes there's that one guy. Like, I think people have talked, I've heard about him. People think he's special. Like, that's what you've read about Jerod Mayo.
Right.
Like, Robert Kraft has identified him years ago, and people have been grooming him for years. I mean, the Spurs have the same problem. Like, there's no obvious successor to Pop.
Yeah.
There's no, who's going to take over for Pop when he decides to retire?
Yeah.
He may just keep coaching.
Is there not somebody on the bench that would be the natural successor?
I mean, Brett Brown?
Yeah.
You know, it was going to be Will Hardy who ended up getting the Utah job. Ime Udoka was on that bench, so those guys could come back. But Ime's got a good thing in Houston, and Will's building a long-term thing in Utah. So I don't know if they leave those jobs to come back. Maybe now that they have Wembanyama.
Yeah.
But maybe how long does Pop coach?
He doesn't seem to be slowing down. He's got Wembanyama, I'd never say his name.
It's
Wemby.
Okay. Victor.
Victor has been even better than I imagined.
Yeah, but they're only playing him like 20 minutes a game.
I know, but still, better than I
he's
imagined.
Awesome.
He's
awesome.
Really, I mean, the game against Giannis was like box office. That was a great game.
Yeah, but their team
game.
Sucks.
Like, yeah, their team sucks.
They're going to be in the lottery again.
But he's a foundational piece that's going to make a huge difference.
I agree.
All right, so let me do this. We'll hold the picks. I want to do this instead. The Chargers have a head coaching job open. Where do you think they should? If you were Dean Spanos, a terrible owner, if you were a terrible owner like Dean Spanos, where would you go to find your next head coach?
Harbaugh. I mean, I would just do whatever Jim Harbaugh wanted.
Anything he wants.
Control and all of it.
You'd let him be GM too?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'd do it all.
He's a terrible GM.
I'd give him whatever he wants. Like, he just won the national championship at Michigan. You're trying to get him to coach a team that really has very little following here in Los Angeles, except, but they have a great quarterback that he can elevate. They have some good pieces that they can build around. It's not starting from nothing, but the last NFL job he had in San Francisco, he did great.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that is the name to go get. You should do whatever it takes to go get him.
Okay. The favorite in Vegas to get the Chargers job is Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
Very now, nice. You'd be thrilled with that, right, Brian? That.
Oh, yeah.
All Producer board. Brian.
If I'm Harbaugh, I don't know if I take it, though. Other than Justin Herbert, I don't know that I like the setup.
Well, there's a... First of all, you got Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
But you also have a team that's over the salary cap and is going to have to jettison a lot of talent this offseason.
Yeah, they might have to get rid of Derwin James and those guys.
They're kind of where the Rams were last year, where they got rid of Bobby Wagner, all those guys, let him move on, Jalen Ramsey, because they had to kind of start from ground zero.
Yeah.
And I think the Chargers, with the exception of Herbert at quarterback, probably are going to have to release a lot of talent during this offseason, and they're not going to be able to sign a lot of talent because they're over the cap.
They were supposed to, their window to win was the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Okay, Bill Belichick, where do you think his next job is? Bill Belichick, call your shot. Where is his next job? And Vegas has a distinct favorite.
ESPN.
Retired.
Nice.
Yes.
You say retired. You say ESPN. Brian, where do you say?
The one going around I saw was Atlanta.
Atlanta is the one-to-one favorite.
One-to-one.
One-to-one means it's going to happen, right?
Wow.
Usually it's like even money. Like that's where he's going.
You know, that's a great job for him because it's in a division he can totally win.
Yeah, it's a terrible division.
Terrible. I mean, you know, the Bucks won it this year with
Baker. Doesn't have a quarterback.
Mayfield. Yeah, but they can go get someone.
Okay, here's one for you.
I like it. Oh, here we go. Let's do it.
Okay. In Vegas, next Raiders head coach. Who do you think?
If the first choice is not Jim Harbaugh, I'm going to be very upset.
It is not Jim Harbaugh. The favorite, Antonio Pierce.
Okay, I'm okay with it.
Would you be okay with Antonio Pierce?
Yeah, I'd be okay. They played for him, but I want him to get a really top-notch offensive coordinator.
The second pick, by the way, is Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
The third pick is Bill Belichick.
Nah.
Then Eric Bieniemy and Rich Bisaccia.
You know who I want? You know who I want? Can we throw Pete Carroll on the board?
Yes.
I think throw Pete Carroll on the board for the Chargers.
No.
Oh, yeah. Come on. They have no L.A.
I know.
Cred at all, and Pete Carroll
I know is L.A.
was
cred.
Part of a glorious era in L.A. sports.
Yeah, but I want him on the Raiders.
You want Pete Carroll on the Raiders? He doesn't feel like a Raider to me. Jim Harbaugh feels like a Raider.
Pete Carroll's a Raider. Pete Carroll can be a Raider. Come on.
He's such a nice guy.
Pete's got an edge. Come on, those Trojan teams. I know he goes to Esalen and stuff. He goes to that institute up there.
Yeah, he goes to Esalen Institute.
I know, but he's got an edge.
Yeah.
He's good.
So as a Raider fan, if I give you free
choice. My top choice would be Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll. Bergman, you're a Raiders fan.
Yes,
top choice.
Top choice is Jim Harbaugh by far. And then I would be okay with Antonio Pierce. I have no interest in Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I would like Pete Carroll. I think he'd be a good head coach. Has everything that you need. Good defensive guy.
What's weird is in Vegas, and they've got all these different odds, Pete Carroll is not listed as a choice for
anywhere.
Maybe he's not even on the list. I don't know.
Maybe.
I just don't understand why anybody would want to go to the Chargers. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but I wouldn't want an owner like Dean Spanos as my boss.
It's hard to overcome bad ownership.
I know what the people are going to say with the Raiders ownership and blah, blah, blah. But I think
Mark Davis is fine.
He's fine.
The Raiders
he's
ownership
fine.
Isn't as bad as Dean Spanos.
No,
I mean, Mark is okay.
He's fine.
Yeah.
I don't think he's not going out and causing mass amounts of problems, whereas...
He's going through a lot of coaches.
He has gone through a lot of coaches, but that's because it's not necessarily his fault. Jim Gruden got kicked out because he did stupid things.
John.
Did I say
Jim? It's okay.
Yeah, John Gruden. Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, but I don't even think there is a Jim Gruden. It's okay.
There might be. It's a brother.
Yeah,
uncle Jay somewhere. Is his brother.
Jay is his brother. Yeah, you were all around it.
Yeah, it was right there. I don't know.
Jay, John, and Jim.
Man, we were talking about Jim Harbaugh, John Gruden.
Exactly.
All the
time.
Yeah, but no, but they've that wasn't his fault necessarily. John Gruden was sending crazy emails. Got in trouble for it. Got kicked out of football.
15 years ago.
Yeah. So.
What are you saying?
No, I mean, he wasn't as the Raider coach sending crazy emails. He sent crazy emails 15 years earlier.
A history of crazy emails.
Yeah, but it's not like he got the Raider job and said, I'm going to start firing off some crazy stuff.
No. He fired off a bunch of crazy stuff. Then he got the Raiders job. Then the emails were discovered.
Go. I'm just correcting the timeline.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
It matters.
All right, so $5,000 mythical dollars. Does Momo have money?
I think so, but what did I bet on? I bet on the field.
You bet on the field with John.
Yeah.
And you have
25 on it.
You bet $25,000?
$25,000 on the field.
I don't get to bet
Super
very
Bowl.
Often, so I just do it, you know, I go big numbers.
Interesting. So do you really think that bet can win? By the way, if you're not,
always
if,
bet the
if you have not been following, John has Baltimore and San Francisco, yeah. And Momo has the field.
Correct.
I would be on John's side of this bet. I think it will be either Baltimore or San Francisco.
So join him in the bet.
No. No, you can't. Once
if I win,
made,
then it's like double or nothing.
Yeah. Well, what? Here's what we're going to do.
If I win, I get $50,000, 25 from each of you.
I'm going to put $5,000 mythical dollars on the table for anybody to win right now.
Okay.
We'll pick these games against the spread
all right.
Next.
I like it.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, man, an hour away from fifth row seats.
It's Lakers,
OKC, Monday
I met
night.
The guy at the Heat game who got the fifth row seats.
Got the fifth row seat,
yeah. His name was Brandon. He was so excited, but then the Lakers lost. But it was really good seats.
It's hit and miss right now with the Lakers.
I know.
Miss last night. Badly. Terrible. Atrocious game.
LeBron was yawning on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, if those guys don't go off, if LeBron doesn't go off and Anthony Davis doesn't, they have no chance. They don't have the supporting cast to be able to win games without them.
No, and I thought it was a night for D'Lo to shine. I was like, okay, LeBron and AD are out.
Yep.
In the third quarter, they're down 30. D'Lo should just shoot a three every single time down. He should go for 50 right now. Second half, your time to shine.
Yep.
You are the only person on this team that can score right now. It's okay.
I think he knows he's on his way out the door.
I mean, that care factor isn't...
The care factor!
It's not
high. Especially right now.
Yeah.
Especially right now. All right, so we got wild card weekend. Starts tomorrow. This is the most... I think this is the best football weekend...
Yeah, I agree.
...of the season when you get six big games on wild card weekend. So I put together the games... And I've got the spread for each game, and we're each going to give our picks against the spread for each one of these games. Okay. Whoever wins gets $5,000 mythical dollars. So I will go last in each case.
Because I'm so good at it.
I've already got the correct answers. I wrote down the correct answers.
You got the script ahead of time?
I've got the script. Goodell sent it over. All right, so we're going to start out. With Cleveland, a 2-point favorite at Houston. Cleveland -2 versus C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. Bergman.
It's -2. Can we make it -2.5?
Okay, let's make it -2.5.
So it's Houston -2.5?
Yep.
Oh, no. So the other way. But either way, -2.
Cleveland -2.5.
I am going to take Houston +2.5 at home because I think Houston is the better team overall.
Okay. Momo.
I will also take Houston +2.5.
Okay.
Sorry, Lance.
And Brian.
I'm going to go with Cleveland here.
Brian has the correct answer.
Riding the Flacco Express.
Yeah, Flacco Fever.
Here's the thing about Cleveland.
Awful song.
Pro Football Focus put together a list of like offensive units, defensive units, and which was the single best performing unit in the NFL this year. Yeah. It was the Cleveland Browns defense.
I buy that.
They had the best defense in the league.
They played in week 16. Cleveland won, but C.J. Stroud had a concussion that week.
Right. Okay. Kansas City in the snow at Arrowhead. It's apparently going to be like ice bowl sort of environment. Versus Miami.
Ooh.
start with you, Brian. Kansas City is a 2.5-point favorite Ooh. Over the Miami Dolphins in Ooh. The snow, in the ice, in Kansas City. Where are you going?
Mm. I'm going to go with Kansas City here. In the snow, yeah, rolling with the Chiefs.
KC, okay. Momo.
I have zero faith in the Chiefs, and yet I will still pick them because I have less faith in the Dolphins.
KC. Okay, Bergman.
Yep, I'm with Momo here. I have no faith in either one of these teams, but when Miami plays a good team this year, they fall apart and they don't play well. I trust Patrick Mahomes. I'm going with the
Chiefs. Yeah, they'll find something.
Everybody got the right answer. It's Kansas City.
All right.
I can't picture Miami performing well in cold and snow and ice.
Well, Tyreek Hill is on the team and played well in cold and snow and ice all the time he was in Kansas City.
Okay, but Tua,
I know.
We've not seen.
I know, and I watched the last drive of that game where like Tua threw an interception to Taylor Rapp, and it was you almost did it the time before. It was like you just I don't buy it.
All right.
What do you got?
Buffalo. This is a tough one to pick. Buffalo's at home. This is going to be another snow, ice game. Really cold. Buffalo is a 9.5-point favorite over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
9.5.
Yeah.
Big number.
Momo, we start with you. Buffalo minus 9.5
Big
over Pittsburgh.
Number. I think Buffalo wins the game, but not by 9.5. Give me the Steelers and the points.
Pittsburgh. Okay. Brian.
Yeah, same thing here. Give me Pittsburgh to cover that.
Pittsburgh to cover with 9.5.
It's exactly that. It is. Pittsburgh is going to cover.
You guys are just copying me.
All the time. I think at the first one I didn't.
You guys all missed it. Sorry about that. The correct answer is Buffalo. Lay the 9.5. Right. They are going to roll.
Wow.
They will.
Big
Pittsburgh's
number.
Defense. Although TJ Watt's not playing, so that's going to make a big difference.
A
Buffalo,
but their
the
defense
last
always
six weeks
keeps it close.
Have yeah. just rolled up points.
But Pittsburgh always keeps it close. They're always right there at the end where if they get a touchdown, they'll win the game. They're always right
Boy,
there.
I'm feeling like I've already locked up this $5,000 mythical dollars.
You did not.
All right. Dallas and Green Bay. This game is in Dallas. The Cowboys are. You want to add a hook to everything?
Yeah.
Okay, the Cowboys are -7.5. Boy, that makes a huge swing. Dallas -7.5 over Green Bay. Momo.
Give me the Cowboys.
Going Cowboys.
It's that 7.5 does that extra half.
Brian.
I'd actually just go the other way.
I it? Know.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys are going to win, but give me Green Bay to cover.
Green Bay.
I know. Okay. It's like 6. But I have 6.5. I'm good. But
I like the way Jordan Love has played the last few weeks. I think he was a player of the week a couple times. But Dallas at home is a different team. They are going to roll.
Okay. The correct answer is Green Bay. Take those points.
Okay.
7.5 points.
Wrong.
That's a lot of points.
7.5 points is a lot of points. And by the way, Jordan Love has been fantastic the last month.
So you're going road dog.
Road dog. Now, okay. I don't think it's impossible that Green Bay wins the game outright.
Okay.
All right.
You really have no faith in the Cowboys whatsoever.
I just have seen the Cowboys in the playoffs. I've seen Dak in the playoffs. I know what this looks like.
This first round, though, that's not going to happen. At home, no way. No way.
All I'm saying is cover.
No, I know.
Just
They're
cover.
They're going to roll.
Okay. That's okay. Now, we'll save the Rams for last. Tampa Bay, this is the Monday night game. Tampa Bay is at home. Baker Mayfield
yep.
versus Philadelphia. They've lost 5 out of 6. Philly is a 3.5-point favorite. It's really 3, but we stick a half on everything here. So if you're scoring at home, you probably are getting 3.
Going the wrong way, but it's okay.
Let's go, Brian.
Should go 2.5.
Philly
right?
minus 3.5 at Tampa.
Give me Baker and the Bucks here.
Tampa. Okay. Momo.
I'll go with the Eagles.
Momo's going Eagles.
Baker, I think Baker's hurt. Like, he didn't
well,
look
Jalen,
good.
Too, hasn't thrown a ball.
Yeah, Jalen.
Jalen can just pop that finger back in.
Oh, okay. Bergman.
Jalen Hurts has been so bad, and this entire Eagles
He's
defense
hurt.
Has
He's
been
hurt.
So bad. Well,
yep.
yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm going to have the upset and have Tampa Bay there.
Bergman?
Yep.
You got one right.
I got all of them right. What are you talking about?
No, there are right answers and wrong
what
answers.
What if I'm right
and
about
mine
everything?
Are right.
What if yeah. I get all of them right?
You'll get $5,000 mythical dollars okay. and bragging rights. So Tampa plus the 3.5, I think, is the right play.
Yes.
The Eagles, something's broke. Something's
Their defense
broke.
Is broke.
Yeah.
Or since they switched coordinators.
Last one. The Detroit Lions are hosting the Rams. Lions are three. Again, it's minus three, but we stick a half on everything. Put a hook on everything. So it's Detroit minus 3.5 over the Rams. Momo, there's clearly a right answer here. Are you going to give it?
I will go with the Rams.
Excellent. Brian.
Yeah, give me the Rams, baby.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a number.
Now, I think I know where Bergman's going to go. Go ahead, Bergman.
Where do you think I'm going to go?
I think you're picking Detroit.
Why? Because you are such a massive homer that you can't look at it objectively.
You're anti-Ram.
I'm not anti-Ram.
You're anti-Ram.
I'm not anti-Ram.
I think you're not looking at it
objectively.
I talked with that whole, like, nobody knows how to break Jared Goff more than Sean McVay.
Nobody knows the book on Jared Goff like Sean McVay.
I talked myself into it.
Yeah. And for that reason, yes, I am taking the Lions.
Oh!
They are the right choice, and unfortunately, they are going to win. I want them to go to the Super Bowl. It's good for the station if they go off to the Super Bowl.
What?
It is.
Why?
Because we're the Rams station.
We're the Rams station.
I thought you said you're taking the Lions.
I am.
So
I said it's good for the station, but I don't think they're going to win.
Okay. I understand that sentence now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the Lions are just, they have a two-headed monster in the backfield. Jared Goff has been playing well enough.
Yeah.
The Sam Laporta hurts, but they have other good receivers. They are going to win.
When the chips are down.
And the defense is much better.
When their chips are down and there's a whole bunch of pressure and the eyes of the world are on and the lights are on, the guy I don't want is Jared Goff.
That's not what you said a couple of years ago.
That was then. This is now. No, I loved Goff in the early days.
Yeah,
like 2018, he was fantastic.
You believed in Jared Goff,
and then he fell apart, and they moved on.
Yeah,
it's a fact. I mean, easily the best matchup of the weekend because it's got the most interesting storylines.
That's why it's Sunday night,
and they're gonna rip their hearts out.
3 o'clock local pregame starting with Travis and Kirk Morrison.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm so excited for this weekend. I actually got a big weekend plan.
What you going to do?
I'll tell you at 3.
In the meantime,
Brussels sprouts are in my future. Yeah. We're going to do some What's Up Fool coming up next for you. In the meantime, let me talk for a minute about the LA County Department of Mental Health. So it is it's cold. A lot of people are feel disconnected from the world right now. And especially right now, you come off the holidays and you feel suddenly overwhelmed. Everybody wants to start something new. Everybody, the boss has thrown new work at you, all that stuff. And you're feeling down about it. You're feeling down. You're feeling overwhelmed. You're feeling anxious. First of the year stuff. You know what? There is a place to turn. I always tell people the first thing you need to do if you're experiencing any kind of mental health issue is tell the people around you. Tell your wife or your husband, your mom, your kid, whoever it is, share that with a friend so they know how to support you in the best way possible. And the other thing you can do is you can get free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling at a 24/7 hotline from the LA County Department of Mental Health. It's 800-854-7771. It's okay to not feel okay, but if you do, call 1-800-854-7771. Their website is dmh.lacounty.gov. The LA County Department of Mental Health is here to help always. Hope and recovery and well-being. Mason in Ireland, Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Morales. So Codify is a Twitter account that I really like following. They put a lot of really good stuff out there.
Okay.
And one of the things they said is, tell me your most controversial baseball opinion. Hmm. You both love baseball. What is your most controversial baseball opinion?
That's really interesting. Most controversial baseball opinion.
I probably should have given you a heads up on this one.
Yeah, that's one
because it's a little bit tough
to think on.
Momo
most.
Well, you know, I don't like any of the new rules.
Right, Momo hates all the new rules.
I think we should. I don't like the shift. I don't like the pitch clock.
Well, the shift has changed.
Well, there is no shift anymore.
I know. That's what I mean. I like.
You
I
don't liked like when they did shift.
Yeah, I don't think you should outlaw that.
That's a controversial opinion.
Yeah,
I know. I always thought the batters should just hit the ball where they aim.
You're the one person that liked the shift.
I don't like the shift. I just think batters should adjust.
Controversial opinion. Okay, here's one. There's a popular theory that because Pete Rose bet on the Reds, mm-hmm. that was kind of harmless. He's betting on his own team to win. The reality is Mario Soto was his ace starter the year he did all of his betting. He pitched him every 3 days and worked him like crazy and basically ended Mario Soto's career because he worked him so hard in that year he was gambling. So the fact that Pete Rose was gambling on the Reds was just as destructive as if he would have been gambling against the Reds.
Oh, that's interesting. Mine is that PED should not be outlawed.
Ooh.
That is controversial.
Yeah.
Do you really believe it, or are you just...
No, I'm not just throwing something into the wind.
Yeah.
No, if that's what you want to do to your body, then that's what you want. It's your body, your choice. You can do whatever you want. I don't think it's really not... It's making the game more fun, and it's taking it away, and now it's just strike out and throw them out and home run. I like it how it was.
Okay, before you... Brian, I just want to say this about PEDs. The thing I don't necessarily disagree completely. The reality, though, is that if PEDs are allowed, and there is some health side effect stuff down the road, we don't actually
people smoke cigarettes still. I mean, right. There's health side effects,
but it sets up a dynamic where you almost have to juice to be able to be in the major leagues.
Like that's
you,
what happens.
Ultimately, you have no choice. Ultimately, you have no choice. If you want to be a first baseman in Major League Baseball, you better juice because you better hit 30 home runs or it's over.
I mean, that's kind of how it is anyway. It's not you don't have to juice, but you have to throw 30 home runs. And I would assume, I don't know this for sure, it's just speculation, but I would assume people are still doing that.
Still using
PEDs, trying to get ahead of the.
I'm sure there are guys that are still finding ways.
Sure, I'm not going to accuse anybody, but I think there's for sure somebody. There are people that are still.
Yeah, I'm sure there's people sneaking around and figuring out a way to do it. And the testers are always a step behind the cheaters. Yep. And I'm sure there's something going on right now. Brian, what do you got?
What's up, Foo?
You're a baseball controversial opinion.
Yeah. The one I have is that all these arm injuries are a product of the pitch limits. I feel like if people actually strengthened their arms and threw more, then we would have less arm injuries. I feel like it's a double-edged sword,
honestly.
So you
feel like innings limits are resulting in more arm injuries.
It's like what the NBA found with the rest policy. Like this idea, they released something yesterday that said, we actually did all the studies and like there are people sitting out to load manage actually doesn't
work.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are just as many injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an interesting theory.
Yeah, I've had that one for a while. And you think about it, like back in the day, there wasn't so many, you know, the pitch count wasn't really a thing. The pitch limits... Yeah. A little bit, and the arm injuries weren't as common. And I feel like a lot of people, you know, say, oh, it's because now they're throwing more innings in high school and things like that.
That's part of it. I mean, I was when I was rehabbing my surgery for my neck, I was amazed when I went to the rehab facility how many high school kids were there who were rehabbing torn ACLs and UCLs and labrums and all that stuff. Yeah. So they are definitely working harder younger. But you think the innings limit.
On
Bergman, what do you think
pitchers.
Of that?
I think it's interesting. I mean,
it's I think that's fairly controversial.
It is fairly controversial because like the less innings you pitch, the better your arm should be, no?
Yeah, that's
but
what
the
I think.
It would be theoretically, right? Because it's not the strength isn't built up.
The more you throw though, the more strain you're putting on your arm. So I think
thanks, Dr. Clapper.
No, that's what I'm How are you?
Well, see, you got all these ligaments. You got to think of them like rubber bands. And,
when the rubber band snaps,
it's not always the good thing.
And the spine is like, think of a Pringle. A Pringle with a gummy bear.
Yeah.
There's a Pringle with a gummy bear, and then a Pringle, and then a gummy bear. Sometimes that gummy bear gets loose.
It gets squeezed down.
And
when it flattens.
That's a herniated disc. All right.
Wow, that's all time.
That was really well done.
I love Clapper, though.
I love Dr.
Clapper. That guy's a mensch. He's a good guy.
All right, guys. It was announced that Dodger Fest 2024 will be held Saturday, February 3rd at Dodger Stadium.
Cool.
I've actually never been to one of these. I've always wanted to.
Is Shohei going to be there?
Oh, it better be, right?
Yes.
Better be talking, too.
I don't know.
I would imagine.
It's like his off season, you know.
But my question to you, I used to go down to spring training all the time when I was in San Diego with my family.
Mm-hmm.
We'd always go. That was some of the best time I ever had, like, around baseball. So have you guys ever done spring training or these, like, stadium fan fests?
I go every year.
Yeah, Momo's, like, queen of spring training.
Yeah, go every year. I started going maybe 10 years ago. My friend Mandy and I just got in a car and drove out to Arizona. And we just went by ourselves, and then we started getting a whole group of the girls. Like, we played softball together out in Newbury Park. We all start going out there every year. It's like the greatest thing to go. Spring training is such a fun 3 or 4 days, especially if you get a group of people. You get there early, watch the day. Everything's a day game. You drink a 40, have some hot dogs.
Good time.
You know, then cool out by the pool in the afternoon, take a nap. Go for a hike. If you want to get up early in the morning, go for a hike out there, and it's really nice.
I used to go to spring training when I was on the station that had the Dodgers.
Yeah.
What's that? I think that was 11:50 I was at that point. And Dodger Town.
Oh, in Florida.
In Vero Beach was just a magical place. We got to go every year. Apparently it's all developed now. It's like a shopping center or whatever it was. But that was like, as Tommy would say, that was blue heaven in Florida. That was a beautiful, beautiful
place. Was there anything
place.
To do around there?
There was a TGI Fridays. That's it.
So it was really just about the baseball.
That's what you do.
There was a TGI Fridays.
Ooh.
Yeah. Baseball.
A little sparse.
Yeah, baseball and TGI Fridays.
I mean, if you go to Phoenix, there's like Scottsdale and there's downtown Phoenix. Lots of places to go out.
Yep. Vero Beach.
Hey, you can hop between all the different stadiums,
too. So you get baseball during the day and nightlife at night.
Nice.
Hiking in the morning.
Yeah, spring training is
it's great.
Really, really great. I haven't been in a few years. But this year, I think Travis Rogers said to me, let's go. Can we not do shows from spring training this year?
I think we're still working on that. I would love to go. Never been to
spring training.
You would
go.
You would love it.
Yeah. I would go. Travis would go.
Yeah, me, you, Travis, go and do shows from spring training.
Here's the one thing you got to know about spring training. This year, I think the Dodgers go overseas someplace. South Korea,
I think.
Right? So a lot of their games, you got to go early this year. Usually we don't go to like the middle or end of March. This year, we're going to go real early in March. And if you go early in March, sometimes the regulars only play like a couple innings. It's not the perfect year to go.
Right. Right.
It's not perfect.
Yeah, last time I was there was actually 2020, and it was that day Rudy Gobert and the
March the 16th, 2020.
And we had tickets to the next couple games, all canceled.
Yeah.
I was out there.
God, I remember where I was when that Rudy Gobert thing happened. I was on the air.
Oh, wow.
Me and Slee. My show was over, but I'm like, I'm staying for this because Rudy Gobert had been pulled from the court, and there was all sorts of rumors. And then Tom Hanks tested positive night, and they released that. It was like a surreal night. It felt like the end of the world.
What if I told you?
Yeah, what if I told you is right?
I actually did a 30 for 30 podcast on that.
What if I told you?
March 8th, 2020. There's actually, I really did do a podcast on that.
About what?
About that day. All the things that happened that day.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Oh, yeah, send me that.
Yeah. It's kind of fun. It was like a time capsule. We did it during the pandemic when we didn't have anything else to do.
yeah. All right, tell you what, coming up next for you, there is, do I bring this one up? Yeah, sure. The university chancellor who has an OnlyFans account. Want to do that one?
Sure.
Let's do it next. Mason Ireland, Momo's in for John 710 ESPN.